You're such a very special girl, let me love you, love. Hope you're ready for the world, let me love you, love you now. Cause I need you like right now.
What's up, guys? How you doing? So it's been a week since I did the last podcast. So right now, guys, I'm traveling. Well, I'm not traveling anymore. I was traveling, so that's why I didn't drop any episodes. But yeah, so as you can see, the title of the podcast is Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So tomorrow, if you're listening, probably I'm having Thanksgiving right now. So tomorrow for me is Thanksgiving, and this is a time where I'm with my family and we're eating a lot of good food. So you've probably seen Thanksgiving in the movies or you know something about Thanksgiving. But let me kind of explain to you guys what Thanksgiving and how it originated. So in the 1600s, the English settlers, which were called the Pilgrims, they came into the USA and they were spending the time with the Native Americans from Wampanoag tribe. And so they were going through, they were seeking religious freedom, and they were facing a lot of challenges in the first year of being in the United States. So like a hard winters because it was really cold, and they're eating with the Native Americans. So yeah, and the Native Americans were teaching them how to fish and how to hunt. In 1621, so the next year, they celebrated their first harvest, and the Pilgrims, which were native, which were the English settlers, they invited the Native American tribe to eat, and this was a celebration where they showed gratitude for the help of the Native Americans. And so, yeah, so it's essentially a date where we express gratitude. So what is gratitude? Gratitude is the feeling of being thankful or appreciative for something or someone. So the Pilgrims were showing gratitude that the year before in 1620, that the Native American tribe helped them to survive the first winter. So they're showing a lot of appreciation for this, right? So I can express gratitude to my friends for helping me move, or I don't know, for being there for me, always being there for me, always supporting me, for example, right? So I can show gratitude like that. So yeah, that's pretty much what it came to be. And now, kind of like, let's fast forward to 2000, and in modern day America, this tradition elements is like mainly feasting with your family, gathering, and It's a really important tradition and very important holiday for me, because like this is the time where I can be with my family. One, I can watch football, American football, that is. Two, and Black Friday is around the corner. So not that I like to buy a lot of stuff for Black Friday, but having a date where we know that we can get a lot of things at a discount is good for me. So I really like this holiday, just mainly being with my family, seeing my grandma, my grandpa, my parents, my brother, my sisters, everybody in my family, my cousins. It's just a great day to be with each other and express how much we love each other. And yeah, so it's a great time, and we eat a lot of good food. I'm going to tell you what the food that we eat. But also, aside from Thanksgiving, another trend that is very popular is Friendsgiving. And this is like before or after Thanksgiving. You can kind of do it before. Maybe we do it a week before Friendsgiving. And what Friendsgiving is, obviously it sounds like, you know, friends, right? It's friends in the word. So this is when friends gather and they share a Thanksgiving meal, especially when we're away from our families. Like, for example, I do a lot of Friendsgiving in Colombia or in Mexico when I was living there. I would hang out with some American friends, and we would gather together. And because I'm not with my family, I have my friends traveling, or I met some friends traveling, and then we have like a meal together. And we can also do it in America as well. Like when you're away from your family, or maybe you want to spend some time with your family, with your friends before you go travel, we can have a Friendsgiving, like I said, a week before or a week after, but mainly a week or 2 weeks before. And Friendsgiving has become a very fun alternative way to celebrate Thanksgiving and kind of like have a new tradition with your friends as opposed to only being with your family. And you can hang out with your friends in Thanksgiving, but it's mayhem. It's mayhem. What is the meaning of mayhem, guys? Do you guys know? So mayhem is when there's a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion going on. It could be bad, but in this sense, I'm saying it's crazy. It's crazy because, for example, on Thanksgiving, I might have my family dinner and somebody might call me, "Hey, Juice, come on, man. My mom saved you a plate." So my friends will save me a plate. I have to go over to this friend's house, to this friend's house, or to this cousin's house because everybody's having their own Thanksgiving with their family. So at the end, you're going to this person's house to go pick up a plate of food, this person's house to go see some friends, some family, and you're going from house to house. It's crazy. It's too much food, man. It's too much food. So yeah, let me kind of explain to you guys what the type of food that we eat. So obviously we eat the big turkey. So the turkey, you need the turkey, right? You need it for Thanksgiving. There's no Thanksgiving without that big turkey. And it weighs about 12 pounds to 16 pounds. I don't know how much that is in kilos. You guys can do the conversion. You guys can convert it. Okay, let me hold on. Let me see if I can convert it for you guys. 12 pounds to kilos, you guys do? Kilograms? So what, 12 pounds is 5 kilos. So 5 to 7 kilos, maybe 8 kilos of turkey. So it's a big turkey. And we roast it in the oven until it's golden brown and juicy. And it could take about 4 to 5 hours, maybe 6 hours, depending on the size. And like I was telling Maria, I said, we have, depending on the size of the family, like my family is huge. We have probably 20 or 30 people together, or maybe even more. So maybe we need 2 turkeys. So, and everybody's fighting for the big piece of the leg. The turkey leg is the best part. So everybody's fighting for the turkey leg. So we got the mashed potatoes, the creamy, comforting mashed potatoes. It's very classic. We need the mashed potatoes with some butter, milk, some salt, pepper, you know what I'm saying? Some stuffing. And stuffing is very, very important too. Typically, we stuff the stuffing inside the turkey. Stuffing is also a popular side dish. And what it is, it's just bread, cubes, onion, celery, herbs, and it's really good. And you put it inside a turkey. And we call it the stuffing. It's like very, very essential. Gravy, we have gravy. I don't know if you guys know what gravy is, but it's like a sauce and we put on the mashed potatoes on the turkey to make it juicy. It's very important. Cranberry sauce. Oh my goodness. We need the cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce. It's like tart, tangy sauce from cranberries, sugar, spices. And it's very, very important because we put the, because what cranberry sauce is, it's sweet, right? Or like gives you like some type of flavor. And when you have that with the turkey, with the mashed potatoes, with the stuffing, with the green beans, it's heaven. It's heaven. And you guys can tell, like, I'm super excited talking about this. And also, so yeah, you have a lot of different things. You can have rice, you can have chicken too, green beans, you can have, what's that, candied yams. And what candied yams is a sweet potato, and we put marshmallows on top. So it's like a dessert, I would say. And you can eat that also with your main dish. So the candied yams is super good. So you can, if you don't have cranberry sauce, which you should have cranberry sauce, you put the cranberry yams. And the dessert, pumpkin pie, apple pie, and pie is very important. Sweet potato pie is very, very important to be, you know, in your dish for dessert. I don't like to eat so much dessert, but it's essential to have this type of desserts. And we have eggnog. So in Florida, it's really hot. So maybe you don't need eggnog. Eggnog is mainly for cities where it's really cold, but I love eggnog. And what eggnog is like it's an egg punch with milk, egg, and they put some whiskey or rum in it, usually rum. Maybe Spanish, they can say ponche de hueve or coquitos in Spanish. I don't know. I know it's popular in England as well. I don't know if it's popular maybe in Italy or Poland, but it's a good drink to have when you're eating these dishes. And yeah, so I love Thanksgiving, as you can tell. And right now I'm going to have a special guest. She's going to talk about Black Friday. So now we're transitioning from Thanksgiving to Black Friday. And you guys know what Black Friday is, and we have someone who's going to tell us about how she's experienced Black Friday, and I'll tell you guys how I experienced mine.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm from the USA, and my question is, what do you think about Black Friday? I have really positive memories of Black Friday. In the days before Black Friday, my parents and I and my brothers and sisters would look at the catalogs from the stores, and we would pick out one or two things that we thought was a really good deal that we wanted to get for someone for Christmas. Then, on Black Friday, we would wake up really early, maybe at 4 o'clock or 4:30, and we would go to the store, and we would all stand outside the stores, and it was very cold. So we would huddle together with the other customers, and then the store would open and we would go pick out our item we wanted to buy. And I always thought it was a really good deal and a fun memory with my parents.
Yeah, she spoke really nice and slow. I usually always forget to speak slow. So she did a great job telling you guys about her experience with Black Friday. So her Black Friday is usually, you know, she had it with her family. When she had it with her family, they wake up very early. So in the past, we used to wake up super early. Maybe people didn't even go to sleep Thanksgiving night. And they would go to the Walmart or Best Buy. Like Best Buy is a store that we have that has all the electronics, Target. And people would stand out in these long, long lines, like crazy people in the snow, and they would sleep there after. It's crazy just to get those deals. So I remember we did that one year, and I said I never wanted to do it ever again, because you have really crazy people out there doing some crazy stuff, fighting. And I'm sure you guys watch the videos of these people fighting. Even Adriano from Brazil, he told me that he remembers seeing these type of videos and YouTube. So I know you guys probably seen some videos of crazy Americans fighting. And thanks for Amazon that we don't really have to stand in lines, and you guys can, well, people can enjoy their Thanksgiving. They don't have to wake up and stay up all night just to buy some type of electronics and fight. You know, Sarah's experience was really good. It seems like she had a peaceful time with her family. Maybe she's from a small city. I think she is from a small city, but yeah, so usually in big cities, people are fighting. It's not so peaceful how Sarah is explaining it. So yeah, so Black Friday is a very important holiday for us, even for me and my marketing company. A lot of deals, a lot of promotions, and a lot of money is made in things on Black Friday. So hopefully you guys buy something on Black Friday. Hopefully you guys learn something in this episode. I don't want to make it too long. Hopefully you guys understood me. Hopefully I didn't speak too fast. But Sarah did a great job speaking really slow for you guys, because she is very thoughtful. Maybe she should start a podcast and I should not continue. All right, guys, I'm crazy right now. I'm so happy right now. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so as you can see, I'm silly today. But yeah, hasta luego. See you guys next time. Paka paka. Annyeonghaseyo. Ohayo. Paka. That's it. Paka paka. Hasta luego. Ate. And like this video. Like this episode. share something, do something cool for me. Thank you.
You're such a very special girl, let me love you, love. Hope you're ready for the world, let me love you, love you now.
Hope you're ready for the world, let me love.